Hare Krishna. In Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes that if somebody is found to have a spontaneous great attraction for Krishna, at the same time, he is stunted by the obstacles of lack of Vaishnava qualities. That is due to his previous devotional service performed in the previous lifetimes. While his lack of Vaishnava qualities have stunted his further progress, making him a neophyte. Therefore, such a neophyte must definitely endeavor to cultivate Vaishnava qualities, to clear up his path for further advancement in devotional life, to fully manifest his devotional service. But such Vaishnava qualities cannot be acquired without acquiring the Brahminical qualities. Prabhupada writes, better than the earth is the wood, better than wood is the smoke, better than smoke is fire. Although earth and wood have a relationship, still you cannot produce fire on earth, but you can produce fire in wood. Therefore, the lower modes of Tamoguna, Rajoguna are not conducive for development of sublime Vaishnava qualities. So when one is advanced in devotional life but lacks the Brahminical qualities, cannot attract the attention of the Lord. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada writes that devotional service performed with false prestige and does not attract the attention of the Lord and draw his affection towards the devotee. Therefore, one should first of all understand the need for such Vaishnava qualities, and having understood them, make an effort to cultivate them. The true Vaishnava qualities are manifest only in the path of pure devotional service. Yasya asti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratena satidavato bahir. In this way, when one executes pure devotion service, Lord becomes very attracted to such a devotee, and he bestows upon the devotee all the Vaishnava qualities, pleased with his attitude, which are actually called Sadhu Bhushan. They are actually medals awarded by the Lord, having become pleased with the devotee's attitude, right attitude, in dealing with the Lord and dealing with all the living entities. So in the Kanishta stage, one may deal with the Lord very great attraction, but one's attitude towards the living entity is non-conducive. Therefore, if somebody is really serious about developing all the Vaishnava qualities and becoming affectionate to the Lord, then such a devotee should make a great endeavor in understanding these qualities and living by them, at least making an effort to live by them, while enhancing the purity of one's devotional service. This is made very easily possible by attentive chanting with a surrendering attitude. If one's chanting is attentive, then the concentration develops. If one's attitude is one of surrender, then the qualities develop. And combination of these two will draw the attention of the Lord very quickly. Therefore, every day, the 2 hours of chanting Hare Krishna is a golden opportunity for all of us to develop such qualities, and while becoming an affectionate jiva in the eyes of the Lord. Harinam Prabhu ki.